Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we.
Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
That's Olivia Rodrigo. She is one of the most top searched people on the web. You know, archaeologists, people who look at past societies, they look at the old drawings on the wall. Nowadays, if we want to know about our society, we look at what people are searching on the internet. And what? Who better to talk to about that than Google? We're talking about the Google year-end searches review. Charlotte Smith is my guest. Good morning, Charlotte. What are some of the things that are people looking up this time of year? I would imagine it's where are my Christmas presents, right?
Good morning. Something like that. I think a lot of the searches we're seeing for this past year represent people getting ready to go back out there after a year of quarantine. So we see lots of people looking for like what to wear to a concert, looking for COVID vaccinations and COVID tests near them, looking for things like the NBA, like when are games going to start, the Mega Millions, which reached $1 billion. I'm sure we could all use that at this moment. But also, to your earlier point, Olivia Rodrigo, she made our top trending musicians list 3 different times. So she's on a roll.
When we talk, you know, when people, you make a good point about, you know, the times when we were locked up and couldn't go out to restaurants or bars or concerts, things like that. I think people kind of forget on, you know, how to act and I guess how to prepare for such things. I would imagine that's why a lot of people turn to the internet and say, get me back into the situation, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, we were seeing churches trending, like what to wear to a concert, are bangs in style, and I think that depends on who you ask and what you're going through, how to style straight leg jeans. And like I said, it was really interesting. And our trends list for searches near me, like COVID tests near me, people were also searching for brunch near me, bowling near me. So, you know, people are really, you know, trying to rejoin those bowling leagues and start up those hobbies again.
Yeah, bowling never really goes out of style, does it?
I guess not. I'm surprised. But brunch and bars and movies I can get behind.
Yeah, Charlotte Smith talking about the year-end searches review on Google. Let me ask you this. Do you track, like, people who look up medical questions? And do you track, like, what kind of medical questions people are asking? I mean, obviously, a lot of people, I'm sure, looking up COVID, where to get a test, what are the symptoms? But other than that, do people still turn to the old search machine to try to find out what's ailing them?
Yeah, so interestingly, like we saw that this year, because we're looking at trending searches that are spiking in 2021, that are uniquely 2021, we saw people looking for things that are this or this. So we saw people searching for queries like allergies or COVID, Pfizer or Moderna, sinus infection or COVID, cold or COVID, basically yeah. Insert ailment or COVID. So yes, you still have people just trying to suss out their symptoms and see what's actually wrong.
Yeah, boy, you know, you can get into a scary situation. You got some sort of, you know, ailment or something. You get on the old search engine, you type something in, maybe you see some pictures that you didn't want to see. But Charlotte, thank you so much for the info. Let me ask you this, as we head into the new year, are there some typical old standbys when we get to around the new year, what people are looking up?
There are some that come up every year, and this is globally. I thought this was interesting. You know, globally, the word soulmate was searched more than ever.
Wow.
So I'm clearly not the only single person out there. So soulmate, things like I love you. So actually really wholesome things based on this year over year. I think as people get ready to go into the new year and you reflect on, you know, the folks that you hung out with over the year and the things that matter to you, we always find people are looking for love and family and really optimistic about the future.
Charlotte, where can we find Google's year-end lists?
Well, for more of our trends about what people are searching for throughout 2021, people can go to yearendsearch.google.com.
Charlotte, I always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great holiday season. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, and have a very happy new year.
Thank you. You as well. Charlotte Smith with the Google year-end searches review. Yeah, you know, when you got a medical situation, I'm not talking about COVID, because obviously we always confuse, you know, COVID about, you know, the is it a cold? Is it COVID? Is it allergies? But you always want to be careful when you think you got some ailment and you look it up on the internet and you see some pictures and you're thinking, oh boy, I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that business. Anyway, we have 4 degrees right now, fog and mist in the Twin Cities. Traffic, weather coming up. Steve's bottom of the hour update, sports with Mike Max. Plenty to do left on this WCCO radio show. It's the morning news, and it's Adam Carter. It's Wednesday. Good morning.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.